855-453 is the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we have waiting for you totally free. Once again, freetalklive.com. And by the way, you can connect with us on Skype. It's another way to get on the air here is to visit us at Skype. Excuse me. Visit us via Skype at lrn.fm. That's the username that you'll need to use to add to your contacts list. We will add you when you send the request to our contacts list, and that'll make it easy for you to connect to us on Skype in the future. And Skype sounds great. We've really had a positive experience with it thus far since announcing it a few weeks ago here on Free Talk Live. And good evening. It's Ian here.
And Daryl.
All right. Daryl's here from fpp.cc. We'll talk more about that here in a little bit. Last night, toward the end of the show, it was, I think, in the second hour of the program, someone called in to ask us, had we heard about the LAPD situation? And honestly, I had been running all over the place that day and getting pulled over by the police, and we can talk about that, too, tonight, if we get a chance. But no, I hadn't heard of it until the middle of the show last night. Daryl, are you familiar with what's going on out in Los Angeles?
I am somewhat familiar. I've read a couple of posts on Facebook. I've not actually read any of the articles from, like, the LA Times or anything. Mm-hmm. But apparently there's a former cop who has basically declared war on all police officers.
Pretty much.
And the LAPD, while tracking him down, shot and killed two Asian women.
Don't think they killed them. I don't know, unless they perished since last night. You're talking about the women who were delivering newspapers?
Yes.
I should have the story.
Apparently it was, what, a similar type of vehicle, so the cops just opened fire on it?
It's a similar vehicle, but not exactly the same. They were driving it. It was a totally different color from what I understand. But, yeah, I've actually got that story here, and there are several different aspects to what's going on out in L.A. that we really need to cover. Last night, we didn't have enough time to really delve into this at all. He has left a manifesto. He is still on the run. They have not yet caught him, and it has been a few days now. This is somebody who, you know, was a law enforcement officer. He's trained as a law enforcement officer. He knows all their protocols. He knows all the acronyms. He knows, you know, what they know.
Right.
And the cops are so scared. In fact, their police chief actually admits at one point that this is scary. And, of course, you know, to have the big, tough cops admitting that they're scared about something is pretty it's pretty amazing.
Right,
so
right.
There's all that. Plus, they're doing home searches, which is also disturbing. So, you know, it's one thing to sit back and look at this and say, wow, you know, cop versus cop, this is quite the spectacle. But other people are getting caught up in this, not just the innocent women who are attempting to deliver newspapers early in the morning who are shot up by not the suspect, but the police. It's not just them that are getting caught up in this. It's also individuals in one area in particular that are having their homes searched. Hundreds of homes.
That's ridiculous. So what are they doing? Just going around and randomly searching homes?
I don't think it's random.
Think the guy might be in this area.
Right. I don't think it's random because they're searching them wholesale. I mean, they've gone through, as of the writing of this article, which was, I believe, earlier today, they had gone through hundreds of homes. Locked down. Big Bear is locked down. And this according to the Los Angeles Times. But let's start by just reversing back to yesterday. I believe it was yesterday morning when the women were attempting to deliver newspapers. And their truck was shot up by trigger happy cops. Story from NBCNews.com. A mother and daughter who were mistakenly shot by Los Angeles police hunting for rampage suspect Christopher Dorner. Now, just to point something out here, it's alleged that Dorner murdered a couple and shot a police officer to death. And that was as of last night. I don't know if he's killed anyone new today. I haven't determined that information at this point. But at this point, Dorner is just alleged, right? So, like, maybe he did kill these people. I mean, it certainly sounds like he killed the police officer because there were witnesses to that. But to the couple that he shot to death, you know, Maybe it was somebody else.
Right.
We don't know. He hasn't been proven guilty at this point. Has he is he on a rampage at this point? I don't know.
I don't know if killing one person and possibly killing two more is necessarily considered a rampage.
Right. And I don't know either. What do you decide? How do you decide?
It's definitely horrible.
Right. How do you decide what a rampage is? You know, what are the criteria to determine what a rampage is?
Right.
Anyway, these ladies had no warning whatsoever before bullets started whizzing through their newspaper delivery truck. According to Glenn Jonas, who's representing the two ladies, one of them, by the way, is in her 70s, Emma Hernandez and Margie Carranza, no command, no instruction, no warning. They just opened fire on them, said their attorney. He said they had no idea what was going on. They're huddling, covering up, and praying in hopes that they're not going to die. Now, both women did survive. Hernandez, shot in the back, was in good condition on Friday. Her daughter hand injury and is physically fine, but emotionally scarred. The LAPD admits pre-dawn Thursday shooting was a case of mistaken identity that had unfolded while police were guarding the Torrance home of someone named in the manifesto that ex-cop Dorner posted online about his twisted plans to avenge his firing. But Chief Charlie Beck said the officer saw a vehicle that matched the description of Dorner's driving through the dark streets with no headlights. And a police-involved shooting, as they describe it, ensued. Jonas said the woman's blue Toyota Tacoma looked nothing like Dorner's dark gray Nissan Titan. But even if it had been a match, the police should not have fired upon it. No kidding.
Yeah, that's absolutely ridiculous. And I've got an article here from the LA Times where it says that there was a second shooting in Torrance at 5:45, and it was another case of mistaken identity. We thought that the vehicle was the same one. But in this other case, no one was injured.
Thank goodness.
Or at least reportedly, no one was injured.
These guys have no accountability for what they're doing. People are being caught up as, you know, collateral damage in this. This is like, you know, wartime stuff. Oh, oops. Oh, boy, we didn't mean to shoot up that truck with those ladies in it. We're just scared here, as though that's okay. We're scared, so we're just going to start shooting first before we even ask a question or truly ascertain what's going on.
Well, do you remember the incident in New York City a couple of months ago where the guy shot his former boss outside of the Empire State Building? And then the cops showed up and shot, 9, 10 other people?
I don't know if anyone died, but yeah, they did shoot the hell out of people.
Yeah, so there were like 11 or 12 people that got shot.
Yeah.
Only one of them was shot by the gunman. Everybody else was shot by the cops.
Well, and in that case, the gunman wasn't threatening anyone either when the cops shot him. So he was just trying to, I guess he was threatening the cops, but he had...
I don't think he was, understand.
I feel like he drew down on him.
I thought he was leaving the scene because I saw the video.
Yeah, I remember seeing the video too.
It goes by so fast that it's really hard to tell exactly what happened.
Yeah, it certainly was no standoff or anything like that.
It was over in like 20 seconds and a bunch of people are laying on the ground.
Well, the officers who were involved in the shooting in L.A. with these newspaper ladies can rest easy because they're currently on paid administrative leave.
Isn't that what always happens, Ian?
You really have to screw something up royally to not get paid administrative leave. Like, they can put you on unpaid leave. That is an option, but it's very rare.
Generally, when you're on unpaid leave, as soon as you come back, they allow you to work as much overtime as you want. Make up for what you missed.
Yeah, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And so, thankfully, these ladies are still alive, but they've just been shoved to the side as, a side casualty of the necessary job the police officers are doing out there to keep themselves safe. 855-450-FREE. Your comments are welcome. Free Talk Live.
You're running a facility, safety is key. That's why Grainger offers over 70,000 diverse safety products, and that number's growing. Everything from personal protection gear and safety signs to online safety training tools, all to help you reduce injuries and downtime and keep up with regulations. You might say safety's our middle name. Yep, Grainger, safety, Grainger. You get the idea. Cut back on costs and worries. Call quickgranger.com or stop by a branch today. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. February 8th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at 1670.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1711.97, $855.98 for a half ounce, or $427.99 for a quarter ounce. That's $1711.97, $855.98, and $427.99.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything that you want. Do it toll-free at 855-453. So certainly the topic of the moment is Christopher Dorner, the ex-cop who has decided to take out his frustrations with the police department in an unusual manner. He has decided to arm up and basically sacrifice his own life to, in his words, clear his name. And we can talk more about...
What?
Yeah. We can talk more about what exactly his perspective is on all of this, because he's currently being hunted by probably hundreds of police officers, maybe even thousands of them, in the Los Angeles, California area. And actually, statewide, I think. He's being hunted, and he's got a manifesto which explains a lot about what is going through his mind. 855, 453. Now, one of the more interesting things about this, besides the whole situation of ex-cop versus cops, is that this guy is not an anti-government dude. And I'm actually pretty grateful for that. Because, you know, usually when you've got somebody going after the police or there's some kind of, dude holed up in his house and tax protester holed up in his home, police have it surrounded. And, you know, you've seen these stories before, right? And then, you know, the tax protester takes a few pot shots out at the police and the police kill him.
Yeah.
These stories have happened.
Well, even just recently with the guy down in Alabama that kidnapped the little boy and had the boy locked up in his house, the cops wound up, I think it was some local cops plus the FBI went after this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And after, you know, they shot and killed him, they said, we think he shot first, which I thought that was kind of odd. It's like, wait, you don't really know who fired the first shot? That's kind of strange. So they said they think he fired the first shot. And it was discovered that he listened to conservative talk radio.
Yeah.
And he didn't like Obama. Okay, so that somehow leads to, there's somehow a correlation between he listened to conservative talk radio and didn't like Obama, so therefore he kidnaps little children? Like, or, that, I don't understand the relation there.
Or that therefore he's anti-government, you know, conservatives love government in their own way.
Yeah.
They have their favorite government programs, like the military. So this guy is a former military. He's, you know, was a cop for several years in L.A. Was, I think, actually still with the Navy or something like that. He was still with one branch. I forget which one. But so he's still involved. Yeah, it was the Navy. And he was, you know, a fan of the state. He actually, in his 20-page manifesto, talks about Barack Obama and, you know, talks about how gun control, he supports gun control. So,
what?
Yeah. Well, I mean, why not? He's a cop, right? So he's got the viewpoint that guns should be controlled. I mean, he should be able to have guns, but you average folk, you shouldn't be able to have guns.
Oh, sort of like Dianne Feinstein. She has a concealed carry permit. She just doesn't want you to be able to have one.
So it's, you know, it's fascinating because it's easy for the you know, it's usually in a lot of these situations with the lone nut job who's armed. They try to spin it as though he's anti-government. Well, this guy is definitely not anti-government. It's pretty crystal clear when you read his manifesto. He supports the state. He just doesn't support the corruption. He just doesn't support, like, so he's one of those people who, you know, he wants the state to behave. He wants the state to, you know, be honorable. He wants the state to, yeah, he doesn't want cops to go around stealing money from people and hurting peaceful, you know, hurting innocent people or, you know, using too much force. These are the things that he's concerned with. So he's still a statist. He's just a, you know, good cops kind of statist. Does that make sense?
Right, right.
So that's who we're dealing with here. In fact, I've got some excerpts from his manifesto. The whole manifesto is way too long to read on the air. But basically, he starts out in his manifesto. I was reading a good chunk of it last night. He starts out by telling his story and what happened to him. He wants to clear his name because he believes he was wrongfully fired from the Los Angeles Police Department and targeted. And the reason why he believes he was targeted is because he revealed one officer who kicked a guy, not to death, but kicked a suspect while he was on the ground, while I believe he was handcuffed.
Okay.
And we can share, you know, more about his story here in a moment. Basically, he came out with that information. There was an investigation. The police officers who were, I guess, also involved covered for their buddy, this female officer, Teresa Evans, I believe is her name. Now, it's interesting. There are different versions of this manifesto out there. Some of them have been, there was one version that was advertised as uncensored, which absolutely had censoring in it. They took out everyone's name.
Okay.
So I found one on pastebin.com that actually is truly uncensored, which uses, you know, names here. Teresa Evans, who is now a sergeant in the department, of course, you know, usually the violent thug cops end up getting promoted, the corrupt cops end up getting promoted, and that, you know, they essentially conspired to go after this guy, Mr. Dorner, the man who is now allegedly hunting the police. So they conspire to go after him for coming out and revealing that this lady is a violent thug cop. That's why he's trying to clear his name, as he's saying. He basically, during this manifesto, demands that the police come out with the truth about what happened. And he says, look, I'm going to keep, basically he says, I'm going to keep killing you, your officers, until, and he actually threatens their families, which is, I think, unfortunate.
Right.
You know, threatens these officers. He continues to threaten them with further death if they don't come out with, like, you know, public press conference retracting their allegations against him and what they've done. So, an excerpt here from HuffingtonPost.com. He says, don't honor these fallen officers slash dirtbags. When your family members die, they just see you as extra overtime at a crime scene and at a perimeter. Why would you value their lives when they clearly don't value yours or your family members? I've heard many officers who state they see dead victims as ATVs, wave runners, RVs, and new clothes for their kids. There's more, though, where that came from. We'll share that with you here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number that allows you to take control here. And I want to make sure you know about the Free State Project's Liberty Forum. It's coming up. Go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. We are about 2 weeks away. It's not too late for you to get tickets, for you to reserve a hotel room. It's filling up. The hotel is definitely filling up. Go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. You can learn more about the event there. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live. I expect you're going to be in attendance.
I'll be there at least for part of Liberty Forum.
Excellent. It is a great event. You don't want to miss it. It's a super opportunity to get together with hundreds of other people who think like you do, people that love liberty and who are searching for peaceful, you know, they're enacting peaceful solutions. These are not people who are going to, you know, use violence to attempt to achieve their means. So it's a great group of folks and an innovative group of people that is actually making a difference and having an impact here in New Hampshire, because that's where we're concentrating. That's where we're all moving to. We're looking to get 20,000 people to get to come here. We've already got over 13,000. Go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. Learn more. More from the manifesto from the ex-cop in L.A. who's still on the loose. Here in moments, and your thoughts certainly are welcome. Free Talk Live.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. After more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want and dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Once again, 855-453. And if you're a business owner, or maybe you work in an accounts receivable department, and you want to get rid of this collections hassle that you've been dealing with, contact SACL CAI. They sponsor our phone lines and have done so for a long time here on Free Talk Live. And they are a company that handles accounts receivable, and they do it in a very professional and friendly manner. That's actually going to result in your clients sticking around once their debt's paid. You know, they do a great job, and you can learn more about them by visiting freetalklive.com. You'll see the SACL CAI banner right at the top of our banner column on the right-hand side of the page. So once again, drop on over to freetalklive.com and click on the SACL CAI banner and let SACL handle your collections for you. They do some other services as well that will benefit you if you're if you don't want to handle this accounts receivable stuff. And I don't know about you, but I didn't get into business to do collections. I got into business to do what I love to do. So contact SACL and they can help you out. We're talking about the LAPD versus a former LAPD member. Police officer Christopher Dorner had been fired from the department over a conflict with another officer, which involved obviously several other officers. It's a long story that he's got to tell, and I will post the unredacted, unedited, uncensored version of his manifesto. I will post that to our Facebook and our Twitter. In fact, you can go to news.freetalklive.com to follow us via email, Facebook, and Twitter, whichever method is your preference. They're all free, of course, so go to news.freetalklive.com, and you'll be able to accomplish that there. I'll post that here probably up in the next break. And we're going to take your calls. Your thoughts are certainly welcome as well here on this. There's a lot to cover. There's a lot of news about what's going on with this guy, and then news that's sort of tangentially related, like him shooting two women who were driving, the police shooting a truck that they claim looked like his truck, but was a different model, different brand, and different color. They shot the hell out of that truck.
It was dark, Ian. It was dark. So all automobiles look the same in the dark.
especially when they've got their headlights off. I mean, it's actually easier to see a car when its headlights are off because the lights wouldn't be blinding you. But actually, it sounded like they shot them from behind because one woman was shot in her back. So therefore, the truck was driving away.
The bullet holes are all in the back of the truck.
So there's that, and then there's the house-to-house searches, which we'll talk about further here in a little bit. 855-453. Also, connect with us on Skype at lrn.fm. We're going to go to the phones here, and then we'll continue with more of Christopher Dorner's manifesto, some excerpts from it. But we've got Matthew, who's in California right now. Matthew, are you afraid of Christopher Dorner, or are you afraid of the police?
Can you hear me fine, first of all?
I can't, actually. It sounds like you're shouting into your phone. Can you back off your receiver maybe by, like, an inch or two?
Sure. How about now?
It's a little better. Go ahead.
Okay, because I'm on my hands free. I can switch if it's better.
Okay. And now he's switching from the hands
free. How about now?
Okay, go ahead.
Sounds better.
Okay. Well, as a black man, let me tell you, I am black, and I've never been afraid of, I'm not never, but when I get more afraid of the cops than I do of any criminal. When I see the cops behind me, that's when I get afraid. And also, I'm not speaking obviously for the whole black community, but I can tell you that a lot of people in the black community understand his frustration. I used to be a military police officer when I was younger, and I heard literally other officers while I was there say racist things. And then I would say, and then I knew not to say anything because if I did, the people in charge would take their side. So I knew just to shut up, you know, and deal with it. And so, I mean, that's a hard thing to deal with.
I can only imagine. And, you know, especially in an organization that likes to advertise itself publicly as being so all-encompassing and, you know, multiracial and all that and in touch with, you know, diversity, but not so much. In fact, that's a lot of his – he has a lot of complaints about that in his manifesto, about how he was treated as a black man and black police officer.
Now here's what – and I don't, many people in other communities might not understand this, but everyone might know a black person – ask a black person, you'll get the same response from everyone. Every black person you know has a racist cop story. Now, either we're all all paranoid, or maybe there's a problem. You know, maybe this guy was ridiculously paranoid, but LAPD went right behind him and showed him maybe he's not crazy by shooting up two cars who might have been him. You know, that might be systemic of a problem. So I just, like I said, if you ask any black person, we've all got one or two racist cop stories. I was coming out of the bank one time that I'd been robbed the day before, and I heard a cop say, we should just stop every black person in the neighborhood and see who's done it.
Jeez.
I'm like, wow. Yeah. I mean, every black person has a racist cop story.
I have a racist cop story.
Really?
Yes.
So, and that is?
Maybe it's us, maybe it's not them.
Hey, Matthew, thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-453.
Okay, so my racist cop story, when I was younger, my great-grandmother lived in a not-so-great neighborhood, and it just happened to be right down the street from one of the worst projects in the city. And it was one block from the football stadium where the University of Alabama played most of their football games at the time.
Mm-hmm.
They had a game early in the day one Saturday. I was out at her house because we would park cars in the yard. Gets later in the day, everybody had gone home. I'm still out in the yard talking to one of the neighbors. Cop on a horse rides up and says, you know, you might want to get out of here. It gets dark in this neighborhood.
Oh, jeez.
And I said, yeah, my great-grandmother lives in this house. This lady lives here. I'm fine. And he was like, oh, well, just thought you want to know because, you know, there's not that many white people that stay around here.
He actually said that. He actually, because I thought he was just going to beat around the bush.
He did wind up saying there's not a lot of white people around here.
So this is one of the arguments that Dorner, Christopher Dorner, the ex-cop from L.A., is making in his manifesto, very long manifesto. Huffington Post has excerpted some portions of it, and we'll share some others that they did not excerpt with you here if we get the chance. Of course, your comments are certainly welcome at 855-453. Now, he was saying, don't honor the fallen officers / dirtbags. He points out that they don't care about you and your family, that they don't even value your lives. He says, I've heard as many officers are many officers who state that they see dead victims as ATVs, wave runners, RVs, and new clothes for their kids. Why, he asks, would you shed a tear for them when they in return crack a smile for your loss because of the impending extra money they will receive in their next paycheck for sitting at your loved one's crime scene for 6 hours because of the overtime they will accrue? They take photos, he says, of your loved ones' recently deceased bodies with their cell phones and play a game of who has the most graphic dead body of the night.
That is horrible.
Officers from other divisions. And he adds, this isn't just the 20-something-year-old officers. This is including the 50-year-old officers who have significant time on the job as well, who participate in this sick, morbid, twisted behavior. Now, do you think he's making that up?
No.
And that's why this is so this is one of the reasons why this is so fascinating, is he's really just laying it out there. He is letting people know, the people who take the time to read this, because I doubt they're going to read this on Fox News.
Of course not.
The people who take the time to read this manifesto, or at least even some portions of the manifesto, are going to find out some pretty outrageous things about the police department, but I'm sure they'll tell themselves, oh, well, that's just the LAPD. I mean, of course, they're bad at the LAPD.
Yeah.
Our local police department wouldn't be like that.
Yeah, remember the LA riots?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was just LAPD that caused all of that because of the corruption in the courts.
Yo, you can take control here, by the way. 855-450-FREE. They have found his truck, what is alleged to be his truck. They found a burnt-out husk of a truck that they believe was his. They've been hunting around for him in a mountain area. They have yet to find him. It has been a few days now that he has been out and about. 855-450-FREE. You can take control here and bring up what you want. More of the story about this ex-cop in moments.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum vibes. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on secret missions to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum vibes. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features, and corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from Mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Whatever you want, do it toll-free at 855-450-FREE and share with us, if you'd like, your thoughts on Christopher Dorner, the former Los Angeles police officer, who is currently somewhere. They have no idea where this guy is, and he is using all of the training that he received in both the military and the police and turning it right around back against them.
I wonder where he learned how to steal a boat.
Apparently he didn't successfully steal the boat. Do you hear about that?
Yeah, I read where he tried to steal a boat, but apparently right. He didn't untie something.
Yeah, allegedly got caught in a rope, and he failed at his escape.
Yeah, that's why I'm wondering where he learned how to steal a boat, because they didn't teach him good enough.
Some are suggesting. Did you just say teach him good enough?
They didn't teach him good enough. If
teach him well. Teach him well enough, I think, is the appropriate English. But, yeah, I mean, you probably don't have a lot of boat training if you are working for the Los Angeles Police Department.
Right, but he was in the Navy.
That's a good point.
They generally deal with boats in the Navy.
Maybe he was in a rush and he just forgot something. Who knows? Who knows what actually transpired there? But he's on the run. He has threatened the department, many of the officers within the department. And we've got more of his manifesto here to share with you. The Huffington Post has some excerpts from it. He says in one point of the manifesto that he supports the U.S. government 100%. Says, I fully support 100% the U.S. government. He's really only concerned about the LAPD. That's what this is all about. So doesn't bother him the U.S. government's overseas murdering people. It doesn't bother him that the U.S. government is harming innocent people around the world and is corrupt as hell. He's only concerned with the corruption in the Los Angeles Police Department. Then again, that's the, portion of the government with which he's most familiar. He worked for them. And I don't disbelieve his stories. Truck and Tim on Twitter says that, he makes all these claims, but unless he has proof, it's just a whacked-out killer passing the blame for his actions. Well, first of all, he hasn't been proven to be a killer at this point. I mean, as far as I know, maybe there is some sort of evidence that he murdered the two people initially, and it sounds like there's a good case that they've got for him on the third person.
Those people were named by name in his manifesto.
In his manifesto, sure.
And then they wind up dead.
But he hasn't been to trial. So he hasn't been proven guilty yet. That's all I'm saying. And I don't disbelieve his claims.
And with the new assassination program that Obama has, you don't have to go to trial and you don't have to be proven anything. They just have to suspect and then they can take you out.
So this guy is turning the tables on the LAPD and they are scared, according to the police chief. Message to the deceased families. This is another excerpt from Huffington Post, an excerpt from his manifesto. Now, the Uncensored Manifesto is available in full. You can just go to our Twitter or Facebook page, and you'll see the link to it there. You can read that at your leisure. It's fairly lengthy, but it'll definitely give you a better look into this guy's personality and, you know, what he was thinking. So once again, you can go to Facebook or Twitter, so facebook.freetalklive.com or twitter.freetalklive.com. We'll take you right to the relevant places. And so let's continue here from Christopher Dorner. To those children, he writes, of the officers who are eradicated, your parent was not the individual you thought they were. As you get older, you will see the evidence that your parent was a tyrant who lost their ethos and instead followed the path of moral corruptness. They conspired to hide and suppress the truth of misconduct on others' behalves. Your parents will have a name and plaque on the fallen officer's memorial in D.C., but in all honesty, your parents' name will be a reminder to other officers to maintain the oath they swore and to stay along the shoreline that has guided them from childhood to that of a local, state, or federal law enforcement officer. Suppressing the truth will leave to deadly consequences for, I think you mean lead, meant lead, will lead to deadly consequences for you and your family. There will be an element of surprise where you work, live, eat, and sleep. I will use ISR at your home, workplace, and all locations in between. I will use OSINT to discover your residences, spouses, workplaces, and children's schools. IMINT, to coordinate and plan attacks on your fixed locations. It is amazing what's on NIPR. HUMINT will never be will be utilized. I have no idea what these acronyms mean. But
nor do I. I was about to ask you what some of these are.
But you can bet the police know. These sound like police acronyms. I have looked up a couple of them, and they absolutely are. IMINT is Imaginary Intelligence. That's what that one stands for.
Okay.
It's a police term. So these are all police terminology that he's throwing out there. He says that humans will be utilized to collect personal schedules of targets. I never had the opportunity to have a family of my own. I'm terminating yours. And then he names.
Wow.
Of who he's planning on targeting specifically. Because he's not after the entire department. You know, there are some people that he got along with and that, you know, he's all right with. But he wants to go after the people that screwed him over. And, you know, remember, the basis of all this was them firing him after he attempted to expose a violent officer.
This sounds like a horrible action movie gone wrong.
This guy is definitely an action movie character. I mean, he's a humongous dude.
Do you remember the movie The Negotiator with Samuel Jackson?
I never saw it. I don't think so.
No, what, it was Denzel Washington.
Okay.
Where he was a cop in Chicago. He was a hostage negotiator,
yep.
And his partner got murdered, and he was being framed for the murder.
Mm.
So he decides to go take some of the police department hostage, and basically, you know, he's targeting them of, you guys are trying to frame me, I want to figure out why.
Right.
And he found out that apparently somebody was smuggling some money out of the retirement fund.
Mm.
And a couple people wound up getting killed by the set of hostage people that were coming in to try to get him to stand down.
Yep.
And it was similar sort of thing. He is the hostage negotiator. He knows all of the procedures.
Exactly.
He knows exactly what we're going to do, how we're going to do it, and when we're going to do it.
The difference, though, one of the key differences, is no one knows where this guy is.
Right.
Whereas if you take a bunch of hostages inside a building, then they can surround you, and
right.
They know exactly where you are.
That's
and
why
only...
I said this sounds like an action movie
right.
gone bad.
Yeah. Well, in his case, it's gone good for him because he's currently on the loose. And these guys don't know what to do. They don't know where to find him. They're looking through hundreds of homes. We can talk more about the, you know, the civil liberties infringements that are going on as a result of this manhunt that's happening. But it's interesting, you know, one of the other aspects, besides the fact that, you know, he's not holed up in one location,
right.
Which is typically, you know, what happens with people that go nuts against the police that are, you know, purported to be anti-government. This guy is not anti-government. He is pro-government all the way. He just believes that they should be more accountable, or he believes that, you know, they should be held
he
to...
He thinks the LAPD should be more accountable.
Yeah, right. And he believes that the LAPD should be not only held to account, but, you know, not corrupt. And from that aspect, I agree with him. I don't agree with violence as a method to solve problems, but I can't say I feel bad for corrupt cops who are getting a bit of karma.
I do feel bad for the families.
If he actually ends up targeting family members, that will be really tragic, because certainly they are not the ones who are out there on the streets kicking innocent suspects and even kicking guilty suspects that have already been handcuffed and doing other violent things. In fact, at one point in his there's a line in here about this lady. Okay, here she is. Teresa Evans. This is the woman that he said kicked a suspect. And that's what started the ball rolling towards getting him fired. Said when they failed to mention in the board of review that Teresa Evans was, or that was Teresa, what they failed to mention was her own use of force history during her career on the LAPD, because they exonerated her. He accused her of kicking this suspect, and the cops covered for her, and, you know, the couple of the people, turns out a couple of guys on the board were close friends with her. He made the objection, hey, wait a minute, you're friends with her, you shouldn't be on this board, and he says he did that early on. Didn't matter. So, two of the guys on this board of, three or five people or whatever, a small board, were friends with the lady. Anyway, she has admitted that she has a lengthy use of force record and has been flagged several times by risk management. She has a very well-known nickname, Chupacabra, which was she was very proud to flaunt around the division. She found it funny and entertaining to draw blood from suspects and arrestees. At one point, she even intentionally ripped the flesh off the arm of a woman who had we had arrested for battery. She had sprayed her neighbor with a garden hose. Knowing that the woman had thin, elastic skin, she performed an Indian burn to the woman's arm after cuffing her. That woman was in her mid-70s, a mother and a grandmother, and was angry at her tenants who failed to pay the rent on time. Something I can completely understand, and I'm sure that many have wanted to do toward their tenants who do not pay their rent. So this lady squirted her tenants with a garden hose, and this psychopathic cop gives her an Indian burn and tears her skin open. She's 70-something years old.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. But that's the lady they believed over this guy, who was just trying to expose her to the LAPD brass. And he ended up getting fired over all this. 855
He got fired, she got a promotion.
That's right. 855-450-FREE. And basically, he says, being a cop with his life. So they took his life from him, he said, when he got fired. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 2's next.
You're running a facility, safety is key. That's why Grainger offers over 70,000 diverse safety products, and that number's growing. Everything from personal protection gear and safety signs to online safety training tools, all to help you reduce injuries and downtime, and keep up with regulations. You might say safety's our middle name. Yep, Grainger, safety, Grainger. Hey, you get the idea. Cut back on costs and worries. Call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
US, one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.